This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Kenyan President William Ruto said on Wednesday he's decided not to sign a bill that included a series of tax increases a day after more than 20 people were killed during protests against the bill that led to clashes with police. VOA's Nairobi Bureau Chief Mariam Ojala reports.
The bill won approval in Parliament Tuesday, but lawmakers fled the scene as clashes between police and protesters mounted and hundreds of demonstrators stormed the complex. Parts of the parliament was set on fire and burned for hours. Late Tuesday evening, the Kenyan president condemned protesters' storming of the parliament as treasonous and a threat to national security. On Wednesday, human rights defenders and good governance organizations gathered at Kenya Human Rights Commission to condemn the violence against the protesters and accused the president of being accountable for what had happened on Tuesday. Mariama Diallo, VOA News, Nairobi.
Haiti's Prime Minister Garry Conille visited the base of Kenyan police in Port-au-Prince on Wednesday, where he doubled down on their joint commitment to regain control of the violence-ravaged country as a peacekeeping mission begins. 455 Kenyan troops, according to Conille, are part of a long-awaited peacekeeping mission in the Haitian capital to tackle gang violence, even as deadly protests back home prompted doubts. WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange has returned to his homeland, Australia, after a charter jet flight, after he pleaded guilty to obtaining and publishing U.S. military secrets. Assange raised his right fist as he emerged from the plane to a cheer from supporters at the Canberra airport on Wednesday. The deal with the U.S. Justice Department concludes a drawn-out legal saga that lasted a long time.